like the whole article is in the ActivityPub post.
That's right. Yeah. And this is it makes perfect sense and yet is somehow completely new, which is weird. So, you know, we've had blog posts for ages, the whole blog post on the web. And we had RSS feeds, which were often truncated because people wanted the web traffic. So you get a preview, but then they wanted people to click through because they want the web traffic, because maybe you've got an ad. As we got into email newsletters, things like Ghost and Substack that are about sending articles over email, became popular to kind of receive the entire article in an encapsulated form and read it where you want to read it, in your inbox. We're doing the exact same thing with ActivityPub, is just send the whole article. But the funny thing from a technical point of view is that with email, there's this middleman, right? So you write an article, you send an email, it has to go through a whole load of web servers that someone else operates. They decide whether or not it's spam. Maybe they stop it halfway through, and then maybe some proportion of people ultimately receive the email. And so you have this big middleman cottage industry that's very expensive for sending emails. With ActivityPub, you have one creator that sends the whole article to someone else's inbox, and there isn't a middleman. I mean, there is in the sense that there's a server somewhere, right? But it's a much more streamlined approach, and that's an interesting new dynamic. And it comes with complexity. There's more onus on spam prevention on the recipient, but it comes with a lot of dismantling old gatekeepers in terms of the distribution potential. And that's exciting. I like that a lot.